Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Wow, so your brain doesn't really know the difference between, say that again?
Between something that happened in real life or something that you strongly visualize.
Wow, it's the same reason why when we watch a movie or something, we're able to get lost in it.
Yeah.
We're able to believe in it because it, wow, so you could create enough of a visualization for yourself if you really were to powerfully start to focus on it and do that and build that ability to visualize something that your brain at one point would have to think it's so true that the world would meet you and put it into your life.
I love the way you put that.
Wow.
What do you want to do in your life? Where do you want to go? What do you want to make happen? What do you want to make happen for between now and the end of the year? Think about it for a moment. Don't think of why you can't. Doesn't matter how much money you've got. Doesn't matter how much help you've got. Build a vision of what you would like to accomplish between now and the end of the year. And then make a written description of that vision. Paint the picture with words. Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it.
Visualization activates your superconscious capabilities and releases your mental potential. You'll actually begin to receive a steady flow of ideas and energy for goal attainment. The clearer the picture is in your mind, the more rapidly your subconscious and superconscious go to work. Bring it into your reality.
I'm a huge visualizer and a manifester, so I literally spent, you know, every night of my life for about 4 years on Mulholland Drive after I do the comedy clubs, manifesting my life. So I made a check to myself for $10 million for acting services rendered, paid to the order of Jim Carrey, post-dated Thanksgiving 1995, stuck it in my wallet, and 6 months before that due date came due, I was making $10 million for a movie.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can. And then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state. And that is the gateway to making these changes.
You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. Now, think about that. If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Start to see yourself mentally. You've been given the faculties to do that. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency, and you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it, and know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it. You don't get what you want, you get what you are. You've got to become what you want. You've got to realize that the minute you hold your mind in harmony with the good you want, then you've already got it. It's only a period of time till it manifests in physical form.
Anything you say with the words I am, your subconscious will then take that as a command. If you say I am sick, you're actually creating sick in the future. See, a lot of people think when they're describing the present, they're well, I'm sick, you know. But the fact is, you're prescribing the future by describing the present as it is. And most people never get that. So when you're saying negative things to yourself, you're affecting yourself in a physiological way. So this is why the people that live the most effective lives are always acting as if they're in the future and the future's perfect.
If I can even just have the courage to go into the ring, they're gonna respect me. But when I said it at 14 years old, dancing in the mirror and really, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna be a world champion. I said it. Your spirit is listening to you. 10 years later, I was world champion. When I said it, I was feeling. I felt it. Now that goes into your superconscious. And your superconscious mind is the universe. You know, so this is the law of attraction in process. You see, what it is in life, you don't get what you want. If you say you want something, you don't get it. You get it if you feel it.
Now, the first aspect of visualization is called frequency. This refers to the number of times that you visualize a particular goal as achieved, or of yourself performing in an excellent way in a particular event or circumstance. The second element of visualization is the duration of the mental image, the length of time that you can hold the picture in your mind each time you replay it. When you deeply relax, you can often hold a mental picture of yourself performing at your best for several seconds and then longer for several minutes. The longer you can hold your mental picture, the more deeply it will be impressed into your subconscious mind and the more rapidly it will express itself in your subsequent performance.
And the act of rehearsing mentally in your mind who you want to be, the act of just closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing that scene literally causes the brain to look like you already did it. Keep doing it over and over again, the hardware becomes more automatic like a software program. You naturally get your behaviors to match your intentions and because you installed the circuitry. If you feel that emotion and you say, when I feel this emotion, I can believe in that future, then let me just keep remembering to feel this way in every part of my day. This is not about positive thinking. This is about conditioning my body emotionally into the future. So I gotta keep my energy up the entire day and I can't default back to the old person. As long as I'm feeling this emotion, I'm gonna behave that way. As long as I'm feeling this emotion, I'm gonna believe in that future. If I maintain this modified state of mind and body my entire day as an experiment, should there be some evidence in my life as a result of my change in state of being, a synchronicity, a coincidence? And if there is, then I'm going to do it again. I'm going to actually do it again. And I think that's how we start stepping into that future.
But what this tells us is simply by visualizing your goal is already completed, by seeing it nothing but net every time, the body starts to respond and adjust itself to create the result. So one of the great success techniques is people that are super successful are often called visionaries. And the reason is they close their eyes and they see the future. You create your future by envisioning it. When you visualize what it is you want, it opens up your perceptual filter to let in more information. You'll only see enough to match your vision. If you think you're a $100,000 a year person, you're gonna see just enough to make you $100,000 a year. If you think you're a $300,000 a year person, you're gonna see just enough to do that. Your perception is controlled by your beliefs and your goals.
The third element of visualization is vividness. There seems to be a direct relationship between how clearly you can see your desired goal or result in your mind and how quickly it comes into your reality. This element of visualization is what explains the powers of the law of attraction, the law of correspondence. The vividness of your desire directly determines how quickly it materializes in the world around you. Now, here's an interesting point. When you set a new goal for yourself, your image or picture of this goal will usually be vague and fuzzy. But the more often you write it and review it and repeat it mentally, the clearer it becomes for you. Eventually, it becomes crystal clear. At that point, the goal will suddenly appear in your world exactly as you imagined it.
I made that happen. And this is through this manifesting subconsciously as well. Just years of something just manifesting.
You can have it all. Great pay. Awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
The informant's right there. I'm just like, I really made that happen. It's scary, man. It's scary for me to even think about. And when you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is. But a lot of people never get there. Unfortunately, a lot of people, we're blessed that we can dream.
What we know from quantum physics is that like attracts like, which is the law of attraction. Everything in the universe is made up of atoms, right? Me, you, the sky, everything. But what differentiates us from, say, the sky above us is the density and the vibrational frequency of the atoms. High vibrational frequencies attract high vibrational frequencies back to it because like attracts like. And vice versa, low vibrational frequencies attract low vibe back to it. Thoughts and feelings have different vibrational frequencies. So if we're constantly in this state of anger, shame, regret, guilt, fear, we're operating at a low vibrational frequency. And then that's what we attract back to us, this kind of low vibe life. Whereas if we're constantly putting ourselves in a state of appreciation, gratitude, love, compassion, you know, we're operating at a whole different frequency. And so what we attract back to us is abundance.
I mean, the biggest thing I think that really separated me through my career was my mental game. Everything that was in between my ears. Like for me, it's just, I eventually got to the point where I was competing against myself because I was so hard on myself. And, you know, for me to improve, I had to get stronger mentally, and I had to find a way to do it. And I think my coach helped me get through that process and learn more. So for me, like, when I would visualize, I visualize every single, I mean, getting up to a meet, I would visualize probably a month or so in advance just of what could happen, what I want to happen, and what I don't want to happen. Because when it happened, I was prepared for it.
Sometimes you lay down in bed, you visualize things, and you just kind of, you know, just... That's at least how I would go to sleep. I'd lay down, I'd imagine playing for the Lakers, and I'd imagine what the uniforms look like, I'd imagine where we'd be playing, and, you know, the smell of the arena and all sorts of stuff. And I would see myself, you know, getting hot, you know, score 10 straight points. And then, but in a dream, like, so you just keep dreaming and dreaming and dreaming, and before I go to sleep, I'm like at 120 points, you know? And so when you grow up, downloading that into your brain over and over and over, and then, you know, that summer, I made 1,000 shots a day. 1,000, right? That's on top of weight training and my conditioning. I made 1,000 shots, and they weren't just shots. They were shots that you saw in that game. They were specific shots. So when you download that into your system and you go out in the court and you're just executing things that you've done thousands of times before, and you have that dream, then that becomes possible.
One of the fastest ways to create something in your physical reality is to reverse the normal process by which we create things. Usually we create things first by thinking about it. I think I'll go to that party. And then we say something about it, as in, Matilda, I'm coming to your party tonight. And then we do something about it, as in, showing up at the party. That's generally how we produce things in our reality. In fact, everything in this room was once a thought in someone's mind. There is nothing that was not once a thought in someone's mind somewhere. But if you want to really play tricks with the universe and create magic with the stuff of life itself, reverse the thought, word, deed paradigm. Turn it upside down and start with the deed. That is to say, act as if. If you want to experience abundance, be abundant and do as abundance does. Therefore, if you have only $5 left to your name, go to a store and get them transferred, made into singles. Take 5 singles and walk down the street and give a single to each of 5 people who have even less than you do. And by the way, you will find those people very easily.
People always ask me, like, how do I create, you know, the person of my dreams that I want in my life? And I always say, take out a piece of paper, write down everything you want in that person, and then become it.
Most people don't use their imagination constructively. Most people use their imagination destructively. They imagine what they don't want. We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want. If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? What do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that change the world. The fact that I can sit and look into this camera, and you can sit and look at me on your phone, or on your TV, or on your laptop, that was the result of somebody's vision. Do you know everything you've got, the clothes you wear, the house you live in, this microphone that's in front of me, it was all the result of somebody's vision.
What I've learned over the years is that no new information can enter the nervous system that's not equal to the person's emotional state. You can give them the answer, the right answer to the problem, and they won't hear it because it's not relevant equal to the emotion that they're experiencing. What we've learned is that if you take people in, let's just say 7 days, just cross the river of change, go from the old self to the new self, immerse yourself fully into it, break free from the chains of those emotions that keep you anchored to the past, overcome those habits and behaviors that keep you programmed into a predictable future, overcome all those aspects of your beliefs that keep you stuck in a certain state in terms of how you're thinking, those hardwired perceptions. And normally the person has the answer to their own question. I think that's when it becomes really relevant, when you have your own insight, your own epiphany, when it's your own truth because you've worked to get beyond it.
Now, the fourth element of visualization is intensity. The amount of emotion that you attach to your visual image. In reality, this is the most important and powerful part of the visualization process. Sometimes, if your emotion is intense enough and your visual image is clear enough, your goal will immediately come true. Of course, the elements of frequency, duration, vividness, and intensity can help you or hurt you. Like nature, the power of visualization is neutral. Like a two-edged sword, it can cut in either direction. It can either make you a success or make you a failure. Visualization brings you whatever you vividly and intensely imagine, whether good or bad.
So every night, there's a period just after you fall asleep where you are capable of doing self-hypnosis. And the moment you close your eyes and you're drifting off, you disconnect the consciousness, but the brain's still functioning, but it's now functioning at the next vibration below consciousness, which is theta. So the brain is in a state of record after you've fallen asleep. So if you put earbuds in or earphones on and play a program, but the moment you fall asleep, the program is playing directly into the subconscious via hypnosis. It's called self-hypnosis. You fall asleep, program's playing, goes into the subconscious, and whatever's playing through those earphones, earbuds, is going straight into the subconscious, programming straight in.
You can have, do, or be anything you want. We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is. What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.